I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, don't want to just give a cursory mention, but should mention, 20 years ago today, Craig passed. That was a pretty traumatic day in our life.
Sure, definitely was.
And we miss you, brother. And it's, I can't believe it. You know, literally a brother of ours in every sense of the word, except for blood. Passed away in a tragic car accident. In the morning we were doing a show. We got a terrible phone call. We were over at HFS. Changed our lives forever. His wife's forever. I mean, obviously his life's over. His wife's life. I mean, you know, just devastating. So 20 years ago today. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about the families involved.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
He was 31?
I don't know. Yeah, he was so young.
He was younger, yeah.
I guess he was a year or two younger than us, yeah. But anyway, not time to bring the show to Screeching Halt, but just 20 years thinking about him.
Of course, Craig, who we called Crickety, he and Horsey would do our – they were the original movie reviewers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Before anybody knew who BDK was.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't – if Craig didn't – actually, Craig dying saved his life.
Right. You always say the junkies saved his life.
If Craig didn't die, there's no chance Kevin McCarthy would exist.
Didn't we send Craig and Tommy to England?
We sent them to England. Yeah. We sent them on a bunch of trips.
Well, boxing match.
And they ruined the whole HBO gig.
Yeah.
No, well, but I think they ruined the whole HBO gig because they started bragging to the HBO executives. HBO would send us to boxing matches all over the country.
Yeah.
JP, me, you know, we would go Vegas, New York, whatever.
First time I ever went to Vegas was courtesy of an HBO boxing
trip. Went to an HBO fight, and I'm not kidding. Whitney Houston got up, and I was at the Apollo Theater, and some fight. It was like a Roy Jones fight or something. And Whitney Houston got up, and she was clearly out of her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She was only like a few rows in front of me. Yeah. She's acting crazy.
Tito Trinidad against Sweet Pea Whitaker,
right?
Courtesy of HBO. Also went. We had a great relationship with HBO.
Yeah.
I also went to the first season of Hard Knocks. I went to where Dallas, the Cowboys,
where they had
they had training camp, which was in San Antonio. I went with Cameron Gray. May he rest in peace too.
Oh my God, everyone's
crazy.
But hold on, let me point this out. When they went to England, we sent them to England for some fight or something.
Yeah.
They started bragging about how they never see the movies, and they're not even the guys on the show.
I can tell you exactly what happened.
They just fall in.
Right.
And they ruined the whole thing.
I heard about it in the book. they were going to a pre-fight party for Prince Nassim Hamed, and they got on an elevator. And happened to be on the elevator, there was an HBO exec. And the guy, you know, we weren't the only show in the country that HBO was sending
they would send
to promote
shows.
These fights.
Right.
So he said something like, what show do you guys host? Assuming, you know, they were right. some duo yeah. like Don and Mike. It's right. Craig and Horsey, right?
Hey, what oh, show we do you don't guys host a show.
That's exactly the same. Yeah. We don't host a show. We just go on once a week yeah. for a segment.
They couldn't play along. They couldn't play along.
They're so dumb.
They just botched it. Yeah.
Well, Tommy's still dumb. So right. dumb.
He thinks OJ's innocent.
Yeah. Did they ruin the gig for everyone?
Yeah.
HBO promptly cut everything.
All they did was they killed the goose that was laying golden eggs. They went up and they grabbed it by the neck, one in each hand, and
they botched it.
Shook it to death.
But anyway, that was what, I mean, if you listen to the show long enough, you know exactly who Craig was. Yeah. I can't believe it's been 20 years.
So 20 years today.
All right, so we'll pivot to the NFL draft. It's Thursday.
Yep. It's here.
And I think most people believe that the Commanders are going to draft Jaden Daniels, although some still believe it's going to be Drake May. The odds have gotten close. Who knows what the odds mean? The odds on FanDuel have moved from like 20-1 to 12-1 for J.J. McCarthy, too. Mm-hmm. That just may be to get bettors money. Adam Schefter from ESPN, NFL Insider, you know, went on a podcast. I should know the name of the podcast. I don't remember the name of the exact podcast, and said, go get your Jaden Daniels jersey.
He said, I think it's safe to go get it. To get the Jaden Daniels t-shirts, yeah.
But after the Top Golf incident, some people were thinking, hey, because of the stupid emoji that the agent put out there.
So dumb. So right, dumb to read that much into it.
That Jaden Daniels doesn't really want to come to Washington. Let's play some audio. Is this from Pat McAfee's show?
Yeah, this is Schefter on with McAfee. I think it was on Friday.
All right.
I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere, and the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked them in college, like, then they have to trade for him.
Right. So he's talking about the Raiders, right? Because Antonio Pierce was there at Arizona State.
And then I believe that very night, or it might have been the following day, Schefter kind of walked back his rhetoric on McAfee's show.
Now he walked that one back. He's walking everything back.
Yeah, it's been a bad week or two for Schefter.
Schefter's original podcast statement was on Trap or Dive.
Okay.
So the Trap or Dive podcast says, get your Jaden Daniels jerseys.
Right.
And then this was, I guess, that very night or the following day where he kind of changes his tone.
But Jaden Daniels also knows that he can't control where he goes in this draft, and his opinion doesn't matter where he wants to go. It's all up to the team. And right now, Jaden Daniels is prepared to go wherever he's drafted. Most people still believe it continues to be number two to the Washington Commanders. That still looks to be the favorite spot. But because of some speculation this past week, people wondering whether he would go, whether they would take him, the fact of the matter is Jaden Daniels knows he's not a free agent here. He has to go where he's drafted. And if it does turn out to be Washington, as a lot of people still believe, he's prepared to go to Washington.
Yeah, he has no other choice. If he gets drafted by Washington, he's coming here. And if Peters grades him as the highest guy, no matter how much smoke there is around his goofball agent, you're going to pick him. And this just kind of reinforces it. This is from Kevin Cole, who now works for, I believe, Roto Grinders, used to work for PFF. He said, the Commanders have been highly impressed with Daniels' abilities. They're not alone. One NFL head coach whose team is not in the QB market said he would take Daniels over Caleb Williams, who's expected to be drafted number one by the Bears. Quote, it's a no-brainer to me, the coach said. Jalen looks like the best guy in this draft. Another head coach comped Daniels to Lamar Jackson. His quote was, if you pick Daniels, you're getting Lamar 2.0, but he's further along as a passer than Lamar was when he came out, according to that coach.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a higher grade on him, who cares? Who cares if the agent is, you know, is making, you know, statements saying he doesn't want to be in Washington? Who cares? If he's if you've graded him better than May and better than McCarthy and all the other quarterbacks, you take him. It's not that difficult.
Well, that's what the question I asked you guys earlier is, if you knew a kid really didn't want to be here, but you felt like he was the better prospect, would you still take him?
My answer is it depends on your connection, your vibe with the kid.
It depends on how he acts around you.
Yeah, like what if the kid's a dude?
If he's just a punk.
You don't want a douche.
If he's a bad guy or bad character, then I understand you shying away from him.
But if he's not.
Or if it's his agent in his ear.
I think you take him. Yeah, you're right.
Did you see Jay Gruden's theory on Twitter?
I saw his wacky
theory.
It's
a joke. But he said, no one said who won the Top Golf Challenge. No doubt JJ went for the short targets. Penix Jr. tried the long left and long right targets. Drake hit driver and tried to hit it over the fence. Jaden obviously was on the phone with his agent.
Right. He's just doing shtick.
Yeah.
I will say, I do feel bad for Adam Schefter. Because I mean, in the position that he's in.
Anything he says, people take it as gospel.
Right. People think that he knows more than he does. But he's also required to, I guess, kind of have an opinion and start digging around. So ESPN's putting him on air, and he knows he really doesn't have anything because Adam Peters hasn't said anything.
Yeah, Schefter's probably pissed because when he dealt with the Commanders previously with all the leaks and shenanigans in the front office, he probably got a lot more skinny from the guys who were running the show. Now that he's got like real adults in the room, led by Adam Peters, they're not giving him anything.
It is a stark contrast between the two regimes because nobody knows anything.
Right.
And now, but now Adam Schefter is basically required to report on something
because everybody knows Caleb's going number one.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. So now, like, I'm sure his boss is like, hey, you better get us some skinny on where the Commanders are going.
Adam Schefter can't go on air and say, look, guys, it's a fortress over there.
Right.
Adam Peters isn't really letting on anything. Mm-hmm. You can't tell if there's a smokescreen or anything. All of the guys he's hired aren't leaking anything. Mm-hmm. I have no effing idea.
But do you notice?
He can't say that.
No, but you notice that everything that people are saying is from Daniel's camp's perspective.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
So where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm willing to say that. And I even told you, you know, what I had heard a month ago, that the kid didn't really want to come here. But, you know, everyone mocked me. But I didn't care about that. I only cared about what Peters' evaluation was. But you're hearing, right, where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on. I'm sure he'd play here. He's not going to sit out. He's going to take the money. But I think it's pretty obvious. For whatever reason, he has other choices ahead of him.
Maybe, but like he could also just be working on the premise that, you know, this is a Dan Snyder-led team, poor ownership. Like maybe he hasn't gotten the message that there's new ownership here. It's a completely new front office structure.
I mean,
we know the last 30. We know the last 30 years have been bad, but things are on the uptick. You know, there's new blood here.
Possible.
I don't know.
But Matt, like you're saying, you feel bad for Schefter. Schefter's just trying to create a story, right? And that's what ESPN
I don't feel bad for him because he knows what he's doing.
Right, he's trying to create a story.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
But he should just stick to something.
I might be the only person on the planet, and I was telling Mar this, that I legitimately think there's a 25%, 25%, 25%, 25% for Penix, Daniels, May, and McCarthy.
You even think Penix would go that high?
I think it's a 1-in-4 shot. Because if you're listening to everyone, the only people you're listening to are the pundits. The team hasn't said anything or done anything to show that they favor somebody over anyone else, right? They're not doing a private workout with one prospect over another.
Mm-hmm. But
they're treating them pretty equally.
I think you got to favor Jaden Daniels based on the Adam Schefters of the world and others. I think Albert Breer has also suggested that the favorite is Jaden Daniels.
But
they
they're just doing that
they
based
no, they
on
have no, they have no knowledge.
They're just guessing.
The rating of him sort of
and,
by other teams.
And on conversations with other coaches, GMs.
Right,
yeah, but and
what they like.
No,
they
yeah, that's
be
what
wrong.
They like. That's not what
correct,
Adam
but
likes.
I'm saying that's why you would make it a favorite, not equal.
No, I make it dead equal because none of the stuff has come from the Commander's camp. We're just listening to what every
well,
idiot.
We don't know that.
We're just listening to what every idiot says.
You don't know that.
It seems to come from their perspective. From the Daniels perspective.
And you don't know that Adam Peters is talking to Daniel Jeremiah about how much they like May.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right.
No, we have no idea. You're right.
For all we know.
We have no idea.
All we know, he could already have the outline of a deal in place. Say the Vikings are desperate to get Drake May at number two. They love Drake May. They fall in love with him. They have to have him. Peters could already have that deal basically in place. And we tune into the draft, and Goodell walks up and says, there's been a trade at the number two spot.
I would be really shocked.
I'd be shocked too, but like,
I'd be really shocked.
We don't know that isn't happening.
Well, of course, we can't predict the future. I get it.
I mean, if.
But what's the probability? It's not very high.
Less than 10%.
Yeah, but it's not very high.
It's a possibility. Like, I like the fact that it's a complete curveball as to what they're going to do at number two. I like that there's some mystery around it.
I don't think it's a complete curveball. I think the odds are, I don't agree with his 25%. I think the odds are it's going to be Jaden Daniels.
I think could the odds be wrong, are that too.
But I think that Breer, Schefter, these guys are connected. They hear things. They're not saying that it's definite, but they're saying that this is probably the
Schefter's
likely
connected.
Outcome.
He's flip-flopping every day.
He hasn't flip-flopped.
He
has not flip-flopped on Jaden Daniels being the pick. What you're telling me, he's flip-flopping. You played the audio. And he wasn't really flip-flopping. He was just kind of adding further detail on whether Jaden would want to play for Washington. That's all. It had nothing to do with who they're actually going to pick. That's all. That's all based on the stupid emoji.
I think it's
more than the emoji, dude. There's been smoke about this for, I'm telling you, weeks, months. But it doesn't mean
I don't like there's been that much anti-Washington smoke.
But like you said, if they still feel like he's the best prospect, he's the guy for the future at that position, they got to take him.
And we watched the We watched the clip on Nightcap, which is Shannon Sharpe's show with Ocho Cinco, and Jaden seemed quite fine. It was mostly Ocho Cinco talking the whole time about him potentially coming to Washington. Jaden seemed totally cool with it.
Right.
He didn't seem like a jerk, like, I don't want to go play for that team.
Well, he made a point of saying that I'm just happy for whoever calls my name. But he's been coached up on that, I think. He made a point of saying that. And he seemed to, when they mentioned McLaurin and Dotson, he complimented them.
Based on, again, I'm not Mel Kiper, but they talk about Caleb Williams going first. Obviously, he would be going to the Bears. The Commanders are number two. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking you, number two, period. Look at the supporting cast that you have in D.C.
They got some dogs over there.
Jahan Dotson, McLaurin. Man, listen, boy, you're going to be in heaven. You're going to be in heaven. I think it's so imperative that you go to the right situation so you have your receiving core. Once you got a receiving core and they're able to build around you and you can just be you, I'm not saying it's going to be a breeze, but I just know. I know the work you put in because it shows up on film. So the transition from college to NFL is going to be awesome.
You noticed that's really all he said. He didn't expand on it. He didn't say, "Man, I would love to be in Washington." you know.
Otosico didn't give him that much of a time. Well, talking about this.
Have the other prospects said that?
I don't know if they've asked him. I have no idea.
I haven't heard any of the other prospects say
no
that.
No idea.
I mean, has Drake May been asked about playing in Washington?
No, but Daniel's agent basically made it a story.
Correct.
Helped blow it up to what it's become now.
And agents typically don't do stuff like that just willy-nilly.
Right.
In my opinion.
There's still, look, most of the opinion from the pundits, whether it's Pro Football Focus, I'm looking at an article on CBS, is that Jaden Daniels will be the number two pick. But I'm also looking right here on CBS. Chris Trapasso believes it should be Drake May. Josh Edwards believes it should be Drake May. Yeah, he's a very polarizing candidate. Like, there's so much out there on Drake May. Some people love him, say he's got the most upside and that he can be great. Others think that he has potential to be a bust and that he needs a year to develop, shouldn't play in year one.
Yeah, I mean, the people are all over the place with it. He's kind of,
who was it that we said early on? Yeah, that talked about he was like the best quarterback prospect since Luck. Who was it? Was it maybe Hasselbeck?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe Hasselbeck.
Hasselbeck loved
Joel Klatt. Klatt was very high on him, or still is.
Yeah.
But then who did we have on the show? Former, space his name, former Steelers RB.
Merrill Hodge.
Merrill Hodge, yeah, he doesn't even want to take him in the first round. Eye of the beholder, people. Eye of the beholder.
I think that we're going to know.
Like, am I the only one who thinks it's going to be May? Because you all think it's going to be Daniels.
I know. He said he thinks it's going to be May.
If you put a gun to him,
I don't want to put a gun to your head. Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't.
I know who you want it to be, but who do you think it's
going to be? No, I think Jaden Daniels is the most explosive, the most exciting player in a draft.
You've said that.
I do think there's some smoke to this, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they took May.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Daniels
or
May.
I wouldn't be surprised either. His question is, who do you think right now in this moment they're going to pick number two?
I'm telling you, I don't know.
How do you not answer questions? Just guess. Who do you think?
How can I think something?
You think it's going to be Daniels. You think it's going to be Daniels.
How can I think something if I don't know?
You're just on the fence. Okay.
I don't know either, but I made a pick.
Normally, I know. I always have an opinion. I don't know.
None of us know.
I don't know.
I think it'll be May, but if May slips and all of a sudden the Patriots are up at three.
You mean if Daniels slips?
No, I'm saying if they take Daniels and May slips to three, I know the Patriots need a quarterback. But then that's when I think there could be some craziness, and
you could think a big time. Patriots would be sized?
No, they could. I could. I'm just saying I could see a team trading up at that point, offering the
world. That's when the Vikings are going to sprint to the phone if May
offering
is not
the world.
Pick too.
You know, and then maybe the Patriots say, "All right, we're good with JJ McCarthy," but we'll see.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.